This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission witnessing high pressure in voter registration. Extends the voter registration timeline for 5 more days. Election Commission calls for party registration for House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. Health Minister unveils urgent health sector reform action plan. And early trends saw BJP-led alliance ahead in Legislative Assembly election in Indian state of Bihar. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has extended the timeline for voter registration for 5 more days, taking into account the enthusiasm and pressure seen in voter registration. The Election Commission had set November 30th as the deadline for the registration of voters' name list. There is a high pressure for online registration of the names in the voter list after it became possible to register names in the voter name list based on the details of National Identity Card. Earlier today, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki urged the Election Commission to extend the deadline for voter registration. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has called on political parties wishing to participate in the upcoming House of Representatives and National Assembly elections to register. The Commission issued a notice today stating that the party registration is open from the 17th to the 26th of November for the parties to register for participation in the House of Representatives elections and the 17th to the 23rd of November for the participation in the National Assembly election. A review has been conducted on the implementation of the current fiscal year's policies, programs and budget action plan. In the review meeting held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbad today, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki directed the officials to accelerate the work, stating that the progress made so far has not been satisfactory. Prime Minister Kharki also said that the work practices must also change in line with the recent political transformation and the aspirations of the new generation. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Gautam has introduced urgent health sector reform action plan to speed up ministry's service delivery. A spokesperson of the Health Ministry Dr. Prakash Bharathoki said Minister Dr. Gautam brought the action plan in order to speed up ministry's service delivery within 1 or 2 months. Dr. Bharathoki added that the urgent health sector reform action plan includes provisions related to treatment and psychological counseling to Gen Z protest injured people, social campaign targeting infant mortality rate and maternal mortality rate, good governance and service delivery. The action plan has also incorporated the plans of operating OPD service in 2 shifts, making the service of federal hospitals and health sciences institutions citizen-friendly within 2 months. Meanwhile, the government has classified the people who were injured during the Janji protest in 4 categories. Ministry of Health and Population spokesperson Dr. Prakash Bharathoki said that the technical committee formed to classify the injured people has divided them into 4 types, highly serious, serious, medium and minor based on their injuries. A total of 2,572 people were injured during Janji protest occurred on the 8th and 9th of September. Secretariat member of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP and former lawmaker Santosh Pariyar has left the party today. Pariyar, who also served as the chief whip of the party in the dissolved House of Representatives, submitted his resignation to the party's acting chairperson Dol Prasad Arel. He has declared to be active in a different political campaign. The Ministry of Finance has set a focal unit to make coordination with foreign investors and international development finance institutions more effective. The unit was established under the International Economic Relations Division of the Ministry. The unit has the responsibility of strengthening coordination with other ministries and bodies concerned on the issue of foreign investment. According to Tanka Prasad Pandey, spokesperson of the Finance Ministry, the unit would provide necessary coordination and facilitation on the matter of banking, revenue and other issues that are directly related with the Ministry of Finance for foreign investors. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Khrel has urged officials of the Nepali Embassy in Korea to carry out activities becoming a guardian of all Nepalese there. Visiting the Nepali Embassy in Seoul today, the Communications Minister stressed that the Nepali Embassy officials should play effective role for the rights and welfare of Nepalese staying in South Korea as well as facilitate to resolve their problems. He also requested the Nepali ambassador to South Korea, Dr. Sivamaya Tumbampe, to play the role to create environment to bring in foreign investment in Nepal by further strengthening Nepal-Korea relations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The British ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs, Om Prakash Arial, at his office in Singhadarbar today, the Home Minister's secretary said. During the meeting, they held discussions on the recent change political situation in Nepal. Minister Arial stated that the government is trying to normalize the transitional situation following the Genji protest. Ambassador Fenn on the occasion assured that the United Kingdom would provide the necessary assistance for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Early counting trends from the eastern Indian state of Bihar indicate that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party BJP and its alliance partner Janata Dal United are leading in the Legislative Assembly elections. According to the BBC, vote counting began at 8 AM local time and is expected to continue for several hours before results become clear. The elections held on the 6th and 11th of November recorded a turnout of 66.91%, the highest since Bihar's first poll in 1951, according to the Election Commission. The vote followed a disputed revision of electoral rolls, which the opposition claimed that would disadvantage genuine voters, an allegation denied by both the BJP and the Commission. The United States has urged the United Nations Security Council to support its draft resolution aimed at strengthening President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan, warning of grave consequences for Palestinians if the proposal is rejected. The appeal came as Russia submitted a counter-proposal challenging Washington's draft. The BBC has apologized to US President Donald Trump for a panorama episode that spliced parts of his 6th January 2021 speech together but rejected his demands for compensation. The corporation said that the edit had given the mistaken impression that President Trump had made a direct call for violent action and said that it would not show the 2024 program again. Lawyers for Trump have threatened to sue the BBC for $1 billion in damages unless the corporation issues a retraction, apologizes, and compensates him. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kusi and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission witnessing high pressure in voter registration extends the voter registration timeline for 5 more days. Election Commission calls for party registration for House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. Health Ministry unveils urgent health sector reform action plan and early trends show BJP-led alliance ahead in Legislative Assembly election in Indian state of Bihar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.